The National Party leader Judith Collins says Andrew Falloon should resign from Parliament today, saying she cannot trust his story. Yesterday there were revelations the outgoing Rangitata MP sent a sexual image to a 19-year-old woman. He said he would not be standing again at the election, citing mental health problems. In a statement yesterday, Ms. Collins said she'd been advised of an issue relating to Mr. Falloon and that he was suffering from these significant mental health problems. It was revealed late yesterday afternoon that the issue involved him sending an indecent picture to a young woman. Police investigated but determined it didn't meet the threshold for prosecution. I spoke earlier to Judith Collins and she told me her priority is the young woman involved and Mr. Falloon should quit.
I have not seen the image in question. My first priority yesterday was the young woman who is now dealing with the terrible trauma, and I've reached out to her and made it very clear that if there's any assistance I can give, then I will do so.
How has the image been characterised to you, though?
As entirely inappropriate and a disgrace.
But it's not a picture of Andrew Falloon?
No, what I've been advised is that it is a pornographic image, and the nature of it was not of a male. I don't know the detail other than that it is clearly of a female, and that I have not seen the image and I do not wish to see the image.
How did you find out?
My only concern is the young woman.
But how did you find out about this? Talk me through the timeline.
So the Prime Minister's office clearly received a complaint with detailed information on Wednesday, on or before Wednesday last week. My office was advised late on Friday afternoon that there was the complaint. And I was advised myself on Saturday, at which stage I required that Andrew Falloon meet me first thing on Monday morning in my office in Parliament, and he offered his resignation.
Did he know about this beforehand? Presumably he did, but he didn't front to you?
No, he was advised by my Chief of Staff that the complaint had come in, and he did not ring me or contact me beforehand. I wanted to see him, to deal with the issue directly to his face, and I did. He advised me he had significant mental health issues, and at that time I believed him.
Okay, we'll get on to that as well shortly. When was this message sent?
It was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, some time ago.
So the message was sent, but Andrew Falloon did not advise you, or indeed the previous leader, Todd Muller, as it would have been at the time, that this message had gone out from his phone?
No. No, what I was being advised from the message that was sent to the Prime Minister last week is that the matter was referred to New Zealand Police by the young woman and her parents, and that the police investigated it and determined that it was not a criminal offence.
When you met with Andrew Falloon, that was your first contact with him about that, when you met face-to-face yesterday?
Yes. Although my Chief of Staff had been in contact with him beforehand.
What was his explanation?
He advised me that he had severe or significant mental health issues, and that he'd been undertaking treatment. And this has been an issue for some time.
When you say this has been an issue, what has been an issue?
Well, his mental health issues have been an issue for some time.
So
he was not known to me.
He did send this message?
I think it's very clear he did send that message.
Because there are reports this morning, he's saying that it's understood that it was sent from his phone, but there seems to be some question marks about whether he was the person who sent the image. You have no questions in your mind about that?
No, I have no questions in my mind, no doubt, that he did send that image. And that any suggestion is simply that he didn't is wrong.
And he sent this message to someone that he's previously contacted?
Well, it's a young woman who he knows, but only in a professional sense.
Mm. But they've previously been in touch. Have there been any such contacts before?
Not of this nature, I understand, from Andrew Falloon. Or from, and the young woman has made it clear too, in her advice to the Prime Minister's office, that this is not something that's occurred before in her circumstance.
So you find out about this on Saturday morning. Over the weekend, you did talk about whether any national MPs felt that they should go now. Was that Andrew Falloon that you were talking about over the weekend specifically?
Not specifically, but it certainly is one where it was clear to me that I wanted to speak to Andrew Falloon face to face. I'm not one to put allegations of such a serious nature to somebody over the phone or by email, and it was important for me to speak to him face to face about the issue. And yesterday he resigned, or announced that he would be resigning at the election.
Is it acceptable he stays on as an MP until the election, or should he actually go now?
Well, I think he should resign from Parliament today, now that there are further statements and I can no longer trust his story. I believe that that would be the best thing for him. Ultimately, he is clearly now with his family and receiving professional assistance. It is, I believe, better for him, for the young woman who is my first priority, and for Parliament, that he resign immediately.
What do you no longer trust about his story?
Well, it was clear to me yesterday that he was admitting what was being alleged, what had been alleged by the young woman, and that I've now been advised by media that Andrew Falloon has now changed the story.
And is that where we come into the reports about it not being sent by him, although it was sent from his phone?
It was sent from his phone, and it was sent by him.
But yes,
from the police investigation, which the young woman has detailed in her email.
But is that what you're talking about regarding the story shifting?
Yes, and I am very concerned because I have today, it was very early this morning, received advice from media that other instances of this with at least another person, another young woman, has now emerged.
This is exactly what I was going to ask you next. Is this an isolated incident? You're saying no.
Well, I've just received a report very early this morning from media that indicates that it is unlikely to be a solitary incident.
What details can you give us about this previous incident? Are we talking another one, or is this a pattern of behaviour?
It may well be a pattern of behaviour, but the only thing that I have to go on is the information from the media, and I have not seen the evidence myself. But I do believe that with my priority being the young woman, and any other women who have been who have received this sort of pornographic imagery, that Andrew Falloon should today resign from Parliament.
When you're talking about this has happened previously, this has happened to another individual, to another, possibly more
that
than one individual, and are we talking about the same type of message?
Yes, it's the same type of message, and another, at least another individual, maybe more from what the media has reported. And obviously, he has, from what he said to me, significant mental health issues. However, we also, I'm very, very aware of the young woman involved and any other woman involved, if this is a pattern of behaviour.
So you would be asking them to come forward to you now with any information that they have?
If they have any and they wish to provide it to me, it would be treated with the utmost confidence. But I think that they would know that I would treat this extremely seriously.
Why should you wait for him to resign? Why don't you sack him?
I do not have the ability with an elected Member of Parliament to instantly sack him from Parliament. But my advice to Andrew Falloon is it is in the best interest of the country, of the young woman involved, particularly the young woman that we're referring to, and ultimately his family, if he were to resign today.
That is Judith Collins, the leader of the National Party. I spoke to her a few minutes ago.